I want to talk to you now about Route 1. Route 1 of Intensive Procedure Auditor's Handbook, 1954, printed edition. This material also appears in the early mimeographed edition. We have these basic processes, which are six processes and one piece of knowingness, which you're studying, which you have studied, but an auditor who did not know anything about exteriorization would know nothing about clearing. Let's get that point awfully clear about clears. There's been an awful lot of talk about clears. There has been much more talk than there has been study. And there has been very little doingness about the whole thing. Rather typically, people who find fault with Dianetics believe it is a speculative subject. They think it's psychology. Well, they're cross-eyed on other things too, no doubt. Dianetics is not a speculative subject. It was laid down very sharply in 1950, in Dianetics, Modern Science of Mental Health, and the amount of change which has actually occurred in it has been the change of how we handled the problems which appeared in Dianetics, Modern Science of Mental Health. You will find a clear described in Chapter 2 of Book 1 of Dianetics, Modern Science of Mental Health. It is accurately described, but it happens to be a Thetan exterior. It is the awareness of awareness unit cleared of the body, and that is what clear means. Now, as long as one did not have sharp, definite methods of exteriorizing somebody, one could not make clears. The magic formula for making a clear is Route 1, Step 4, be 3 feet back of your head. Some 30-50% of the people that you address, somewhere in that range, will be discovered to exteriorize fairly stably. This is, you pick them up off the street, one after the other. Do you know what you're doing when you say be 3 feet back of your head and the fellow stably 3 feet back of his head? He knows he's not a body. He knows he's out there. You know what you've done at that moment? You have made a clear, a Dianetic clear. Now, let's not quibble and fiddle-faddle and let a bunch of medical doctors and psychologists who strain themselves up through the drain pipe and get into this science and on our comm lines disabuse you of anything else and what you've done. I don't care if you don't like Scientology, or you like it, or you really in favor of Dianetics, or you hate Dianetics, you like Scientology, actually these words both describe the same science. And the difference between the two is Dianetics covers dynamics 1 to 4, Scientology covers the dynamics 1 to 8. That's the only difference between the two subjects. Scientology is more adequately described straight in Dianetics of Modern Science of Mental Health, page 401, Plan C. And so we notice that in Book 1, we only describe four dynamics throughout the book. There are only four dynamics used in that book. That's because Dianetics is the first four dynamics. Scientology is all eight dynamics. Scientology is an effort to study and understand life from its highest possible causation, origin, destination. It's a bigger study. Dianetics is a mental therapy. Scientology, necessarily, taking in the remaining four dynamics, has to be, of course, a religion. You see, because the world of man considers that those last two dynamics belong exclusively in the field of religion. Dynamic 7, spirit. Dynamic 8, infinity or God. And so, of course, you move out of a mental therapy straight into the field of religion. This is about as mechanical as stacking kids' blocks up. How anybody would have any trouble understanding this, I'm hard put to know.